time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, we back. You know what I mean? Fucking April. We here. Happy 405 day. You know what I mean? A day where we celebrate Los Angeles traffic. That's what it is. Actually, we taping this on 404 day. You out in the 404. Are you doing anything for the 404 day?
I'm recording this podcast.
There you go.
404 day. You know what I'm saying? It's a, you know, it's a, you know, 404 day. That's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? They doing a lot of celebrations. Pastor Troy was in City Hall this morning with his wrestling belt.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Atlanta Influences Everything. They doing an event tonight. I think with I think it's Atlanta Influences Everything and Butter ATL.
Okay.
Shout out to those groups that hold down the A real strong.
Yeah. Peace to Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Shout out to Tory. You know what I'm saying? From AIE. So that's crazy, his name, Michael Jordan.
You know what I mean? Right. No B at all, just Michael Jordan. Yeah, that's crazy as hell. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. That's a funny dude.
So they put out a Nike. I think they got a Dunk and an Air Force One.
For Atlanta Influences Everything, or for 404 day?
404 day, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So it's making some noise, you know what I'm saying? It's making some noise out here. You gotta love it when the city comes together. It feels good, like when you in a black ass city, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. With black infrastructure and black leadership, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You get the black things are more official, like more ingrained into the actual city, not just a little subgenre of things that people do. It's like, you know, Pastor Troy in the city hall doing his thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like it's all ingrained. That's the beauty of Atlanta as it is. And when they fuck around and lose the mayorship, then y'all don't know how this shit gonna look. But you know, right now, you know what I'm saying? Black influences everything around here.
The time is now. Absolutely.
Yeah, so if you're in the A, you know, y'all need to keep voting and shit. Stop moving way out.
Yeah.
Because it'll be a very different place, boy.
Yeah, and probably get rid of 404 day.
Yeah, that'll be first in the budget cuts. Okay. We don't need this. Actually, they won't get rid of it. They're just changing and shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit'll be 404 day, and they'll be celebrating all of the white artists that came from Atlanta and shit.
Well, I can't think of any at the moment, but I'm sure there are quite a few. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, that's cool. That is cool, man. Atlanta, man. Shout out to Atlanta. It's been a minute. I haven't been down there in a very long time, man. Feels like it's overdue. I need to go check it out.
Yeah, man, come down.
Yeah, I'm gonna figure it out soon. At some point, I'll let you know. I'll let you know for sure. Speaking of black owned shit, not infrastructure, but some black owned shit. I went to Cuts and Slices yesterday for the first time yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Wait. That's crazy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just talking to my homie, Soul Messiah, the producer. And he was asking me, he was like, yeah, I heard it was this black owned piece of place in New York. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be real good. You know what I'm saying? Cuts and Slices. And I'm like, you know, I've been out the loop for a minute. So I'm like, nah, I ain't never heard of it. And then here you go. First thing you say is Cuts and Slices. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. It's been around for a little while. But then I would say over the last few months, the hype got crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had heard about it. I remember, shit, man, might have been 2 years ago at least. And because I remember, you know, when I would go back and forth to, you know, go see my grandmother and, you know what I mean? And like, you know, be there for support my sister, all of that type of shit. One of my things was just trying to get, I would go try to find a good slice of pizza. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about it before, but I would wind up going to New Park a lot because it was close But when I was looking up pizza spots, I saw cuts and slices amongst the pizza spots. And I think two things. I think the hours were a little weird. And then also, I thought it was some barbershop slash pizza shop shit. I thought it was like some old, you know.
Terrible.
Yeah, yeah. little errant hairs in your, in your pizza cheese. You know, so I was kind of like,
Beijing on your crust and shit.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, man, you burnt my shit. Nah, that ain't nothing but some Beijing, man. Just blow that off. But I remember seeing it when I might have even made a mental note. Let me check it out. Then later on, I heard about this particular, they had this fucking oxtail slice that had people going crazy. So I was like, wait a minute. Now, by that point, it wasn't. Oh, and actually, Cuts and Slices was actually at one point, I don't know if it was going to be a pizza shop slash barbershop, but from what I understand, it was going to be a barbershop. And then the person that was going to do the barbershop thing canceled on the lease. So somebody last minute was like, yo, if you want this, come through. And they were like, let's keep the name, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, lines are ridiculous. Lines have been crazy. So that's kind of been one of the reasons why I hadn't really ran over there. I was like, you know, me in the line, I'm like, ah. But then what happened was the press would go crazy and even crazy and makes the lines longer and longer and ridiculous. And after a while, I was like, man, I got to try it. So about 2 weeks ago, I went out there and I was on my way and I realized that they wasn't open. They were doing training that day. I was sick. And it was in the middle of the day on a Wednesday. So I was trying to like catch it as, you know, low traffic as possible. So I had a show. Well, I was supposed to have a show last night. It got canceled by out in Brooklyn. And so I went and, you know, I went early in the, not early, early, but I went around, I went there. Got there around 6 o'clock, which wasn't early enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I should have got there before people got out of school, people got off work, because then it would have been a little better. But that line on a Monday was looking real Great Adventures. It was nasty. But look, and I'm not a line motherfucker, but you know, I already committed to the curiosity. You know what I mean? And so I'm online, and it's one of them lines where, you know, conversations just abound, you know, and it's a black ass line, you know, for the most part, 97% black owned situation, you know, Bed-Stuy. It felt good to like see the business booming, you know, and where the business was booming. It's on Howard between, where's that shit at? Hold on, Howard between, is that Halsey and,
damn,
I forget right what the cross, yeah, it's right around the corner from Bed-Stuy Fish, you know what I'm talking about, Bed-Stuy Fish Rye, around the corner, literally, on that next, like, turn the corner, boom, right there. What was I going to tell you, so I'm on the line. Line is a line. It's a real ass line. This is on Monday. This line was crazy. So I could only imagine what it's like on a Saturday during the day. But, you know, like I said, everybody, we chopping it up and conversations is, you know, good shit, bugging out, blah, blah, blah. Get there. Line was, about an hour. I hate to say that. It's a Monday line. An hour, my nigga. Get to the front, get in there, because my whole thing was, I knew they had three different types of oxtail pizza. Now it's four. It used to be, you know, the regular, which is the brown stew oxtail, then it's the curry oxtail, then it's a, what is that shit, sweet chili oxtail, and now there's a teriyaki oxtail. There's a bunch of other type of pizzas. There's all types of shrimp type of pizzas, and, you know, I don't fuck with shrimp like that, but there's a bunch of Alfredos and chicken and wild. It's just all types of shit. To be totally honest with you, I've never really been a crazy toppings on my pizza type of person anyway. Never was one of them people that got crazy off of the buffalo chicken slice or the, you know, salad slice, all of these slices that you see out here with all of that extra shit on it. I take a slice plain because that's how you can really see what the baseline is. But I'm like, all right, well, let me see. What's the, I want to see what the hype is all about. And oxtail on the pizza is compelling. So anyway, it is, right? So my thing is like, I got to try this oxtail. I wanted to get the traditional first off, since that's the one that just kicked it off, oxtail. And then I was like, because oxtail on pizza is already a bit of a departure. So I'm like, let me keep it as traditional as possible, as you can with oxtail on pizza. So let me get the brown sauce joint and then maybe even the curry joint. So curry was sold out. So I asked a couple of the people working in there. I was like, yo, how would you rank them? And a lot of them was ranking the sweet chili higher than all of them, which was one of the ones where I was like, hold on now, we doing a lot. Sweet chili oxtail on pizza, that is a lot. Like, we doing too much, right? So, but the curry wasn't around. Brown stew was there, and the other one was teriyaki. And I'm like, teriyaki might even be a step too far. So I said, yo, and teriyaki seemed to be the most recent, manifestation of the oxtail piece. I'm like, I don't know if I want that. So I said, all right, bet, let me get the brown stew and let me get the sweet chili. So, I went and got the joints, and then I go to the car. I got to eat the shit while it's hot and shit. I'm in the car feeling like fucking JL Jupiter. Shout out to JL Jupiter.
Okay, Keith Lee. Hold on. How much is this? Because oxtail is expensive nowadays.
Ooh, yeah, brother. Yeah, that's a good question. And these are all real questions. And this is pertinent information. Because last I heard was like $11 a slice, which is already kind of cacane. And if you want a full pie, $65. This is what I heard. Yeah, but when you get there, it's $12.50 an oxtail for the oxtail slice. For the oxtail. I don't know about all the other ones. Some of them shits range. You might jerk chicken might be six or whatever. I don't know. But the oxtail, you're looking at a good $2,000 for two slices of pizza. Yeah, it's crazy.
See, that's pertinent because, however the reaction is, that's going to add into it. Now,
because you got the line and you got the paper.
Okay, go ahead, you got the line, going. You got the paper. Now, what's the oxtail proportion to the pizza and cheese situation?
Now, let me tell you this. And it's funny because the woman in front of me, she had come maybe 3 years ago, and she said she had heard that they put in more oxtail on the pizza. So it took her, I guess, 3 years to come back. So I don't know what the ratio was then, but it took a long time for her to make it back over to the spot. So I will tell you this. It's a good amount of oxtail. It's a good amount of oxtail. It's damn near covers the whole pizza. So there you go. Like, it ain't no little flim flam. Nah, it's a hefty portion. You tasted the oxtail in every bite, for sure. Okay. So I sit in the whip, and I start with the regular first. And the regular is fine. It's not bad. It's not, it's, you know, regular. What I mean? Like, hey, look, man, don't have me out here against the people. Both of these slices are solid. You know what I mean? Look, okay. I'm not going to knock none of these. You know what I mean? I will say this. Well, this is one thing that I should point out that because I didn't know. I was trying to wrap my head around how these flavors going to melt. What I didn't realize until after the fact, when I thought back on it, there is no tomato sauce on the pizza. Mm-hmm. So it's just, so when you think about it, it's really just cheese, beef, and bread, which is the basis for many good things. You know what I'm saying? And their dough is almost like a breadstick kind of dough. Like, I couldn't put my finger on. It's not quite like, it's not like pizza dough. It's not traditional pizza dough. It's like, it's got a taste to it. It's kind of buttery. It's got a taste to it that's like pizza dough means maybe biscuit dough, but not like, it's something I can't eat. I can't really put my finger on it. It's something familiar that I can't put my finger on it, but it's different. It's pretzel, good as hell though. Huh? Pretzel? No, it's not pretzel. It's not pretzel.
No, no, not, I know pretzel. It's not pretzel. I'm just trying to get you
throwing. Yeah. No, no, no. I appreciate you. I'm trying to, yeah, if it would have been that, I'd have been like, yep, yep, that's it. But it's something. When you taste it, you like, it shit tastes for, I don't know what they did, but the shit is official. Now, this was the plot twist. When I bit into the fucking sweet chili oxtail shit, yeah, I understand why they say that's one. That's the one. Because I was biting into a wild scrutiny, ready to be like, nah, y'all going too far. That shit is, because the oxtail, as crazy as it sounds, in the regular brown stew, again, since there's no tomato, which I didn't realize till later on, it's very like straightforward. So it's like, all right, I get it. I see what they did. It's not bad. It's actually good. It's actually good, but it's like, it didn't blow my mind. You know what I'm saying? But the sweet chili, that sweet chili just added to it, just gave it a whole nother flavor profile where like it makes you pay attention to what's going on. Like there's way more there's a little bit more flavor going on. You're like, okay, it's little layers to the shit. That shit was good as hell. So overall, I would say go out there. It's great to see a black business booming like this shit. And I mean, that shit is booming. That shit felt like, nigga, that shit felt like the Carter. The line was, it was ridiculous. The line was stupid. And I could only imagine, I heard the line be going around the corner. It wasn't all the way around the corner, but it was nasty. It was one of them lines that when you get to the end of it, you start off a little demoralized. You know what I'm saying? You're like, ah, shit. I seen a few people just tap out early on, because in the early on, you know what I said before, you're like in the early on, the long line, you got my 5 to 10 minutes to get your tap out on. After that, you commit it. And I seen a few people just say, fuck it, nah, I'm good. And then a couple, at least the owner walked the line a couple times, and then a couple of the workers walked the line. So like when the worker walked it first, one of the cats that work in there, I was like, yo, is it enough oxtail for this line? You know what I mean? He's like, nah, you're gonna be good. Cause that's all I wanted to know. You know what I mean? Like, I hope I ain't come all this way and stand on this line and then I got to get some pepperoni or some shit, some regular shit that I could have got around the way. But and then the owner later on, he walked the line and said, yo, what's it looking like? He was like, nah. And they both said it with such confidence and conviction of somebody that would know because they worked there. So I was like, all right, bet. But I'm still in my back of my mind. I'm like, you know, my luck. I'm hoping like, I get right to the motherfucking door. They be like, ah, sorry, y'all. It's not happening. But sure enough, it was enough for everybody. And the shit felt low-key like graduation. Like when you make it to the front and you buy your shit, they give you a little receipt and you waiting on your motherfucking, your slices to be warmed up. Dog, it felt like you done walked across the stage. You got your piece of paper and you're better off for it. So, yeah, shout out to Cuts and Slices. I recommend it. Go out there, check it out. It's worth fucking with. Good old Cuts and Slices. So, check that out. Black business. Protect black business. There it is.
That was a hell of a testimony.
Yeah.
That's how you do your boy during Ramadan. You do this every year.
Oh, man. My bad. It's
all good. Every year you count on a food review in the middle of Ramadan.
Yeah, man. I totally forgot.
It's all good. Same shit happened all the time. Yeah, they passed out lunch today. Everybody broke for lunch and was just raving, oh my God, this peach cobbler is so good. Oh, man, God, what they put in? I'm like, man, that's how y'all gonna do?
Did you get at least one for After Dark?
Yeah, they saved me. They put me two on my desk for, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I could partake and participate.
Yeah, there you go. But
this shit was like rave reviews. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't really get rave reviews in the, you know what I'm saying, on the production meal.
Wow. Okay. Is it somebody that made it, or is it? Because remember that one spot. Oh, is it from somewhere or somebody?
No. This was Chef George. I think is catering today.
Okay. Shout out to George, Chef George. Bought it.
Yeah.
That's so. Peach Cobbler After Dark sound wild, salacious, but you know what I mean. But yeah. That shit, you know. You'll see what they talking about when the sun goes down.
Yeah, you know. You silly, man.
That shit sound wild.
You've been wild all day.
Yeah, man. I guess so.
I'm going to tell y'all this story.
What's the story?
You know the story. I'm telling the people.
Okay.
So D hit me like, hey, man, you remember this song from the 90s? Da 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 da. I was like, I don't know. It was like a Shy song.
Uh-huh.
The singing group Shy. He's like, right. I was like, I don't know how I go. He was like, first of all, I'm not singing it. You know what I'm saying? What's the name of the song?
What is the joint called? Oh, man.
Baby, You Mine.
Yeah.
Baby, You Mine. So I was like, I don't know how I go. He was like, first of all, I'm not singing the song. You know what I'm saying? The title is wild already.
Now you was like, yo, how's it go? I was like, dog, I'm not gonna sing it. You gotta go ahead and go to Google for that.
That shit was funny. I didn't mean for you to serenade a nigga.
Nah, but you know, it's a tough one to, you know what I mean? Like, you can't cut the difference. You gotta either commit or say, yo, Google it. But we saw the video. Reason I pointed out the video was because good peoples we know, you know, Joy Pitts was in the video. You know, and Joy Pitts from the
no more.
Oh, pardon.
It's Joy Brown.
Joy Brown. My bad.
She might be Joy something else now, but she not Pitts no more. I know that.
Okay, well, shout out to Joy. from Detroit. That was in the video from the Culture Creators. Formerly way back from Atlantic Records. So it was interesting because I came about it because I was doing some type of, I was having like a little Ananda moment. Shout out to Ananda Lewis, you know. you know what I'm saying? Iconic. You know what I mean? But I was having an Ananda moment and I was like, I don't know if I was having a conversation with somebody. It might have been a conversation with myself, which I do. But I was like, nah, Ananda was definitely on Teen Summit before she was on MTV. Like, that's where it all kicked off. Mm-hmm. And so I did a little wiki. And then in the wiki, it was like, yo, she was featured prominently in the video Baby, I'm Yours. So I'm like, let me see this. I don't think I've ever seen it. And as I'm watching, I said, oh, shit. There go Joy, who's, you know, somebody we both know. So I was like, yo, that's how it all started. I said, yo, do you know the record, Shy, da, da, da. He was like, how it go? I said, well, listen, you need to see it for yourself. But check it out while you watch it. I want you to, you know what I mean? I want to listen while you watch it. I want to see what. See if you discover what I discover.
Now the song long as fuck. You know, 90s songs was like 5 minutes. So I'm 3 minutes in. I'm in a 2023 version of a song. Like, nigga, I hope there's a punchline to this goddamn mission. Cause all I'm doing is watching video. And then as soon as I said it, Joy popped up. Like, oh shit, look at Joy.
Shit's crazy.
Following a trail of baddies from the 90s.
Yeah. Shout out to Joy. So that was a dope look. The cool little discovery. Piece to the Culture Creators. I was going to say something else to that point, though. I don't know. You saw about 90s baddies. Remind me of this Instagram page called Hair Her or whatever. Or something like that. Where it's like,
Yeah.
That's what they do. They like curate a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But most of those sites, they all be like, you know what I'm saying? D the girls and, you know what I'm saying, outside, the outsides, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a lot of outside action on this, a lot of outside. Yeah.
And I ain't mad at that at all because I was outside, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But this was more like, you know what I'm saying?
Campus.
Yeah, campus baddies, like, you know, like My Buddy video. If you go watch the My Buddy, like Jungle Brothers and De La Soul.
Oh, Buddy. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Buddy. I'm thinking My Buddy, the doll. Okay, nah, gotcha, nah. gotcha. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Buddy, all in my, uh-huh. It's like a lot of little baddies in there that, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like outside uh-huh. baddies. It was like, you know, the original hip hop baddies.
Right. Yeah. Huh. That's an interesting timeline to be explored. You know what I mean? The hip-hop baddies to Vixens to whatever, like what the evolution of it was.
Right,
you
right.
know, like the, yeah, right. over time.
Well, you know, the Move Song video came out and changed everything, you know what I'm saying? That's when it straight went to the Vixens, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't an evolution. That shit was a stark change.
I got to watch that again, but then you also got to... Got to give an honorable mention to the good old Tip Drill video as well.
Yeah, Tip Drill, though, that was 2000, so it had already been a thing. Like, Move Song was 87.
Nah, I can dig it. I got to watch it. But yeah, Tip Drill, it shook some shit up a little bit.
Yeah,
it was
most
little,
definitely
yeah.
shook things up yeah. for like mm-hmm. regular TV. But mm-hmm. Move Song and all that was on the box, nigga, where you had to 1-900 and pay some money. Yeah. Or just wait, because, you know, niggas going to always order the Too Loud Crew videos.
Gotcha. Just got to be patient. It's coming.
No, it ain't even patient. Yeah, them shits was on heavy rotation.
Yeah. It's going to be there.
Yeah,
that's wild. Oh, shit. You made me think of something else. Oh, speaking of hip-hop documentaries, that's what it was. I think I talked about it prior to it dropping, but I started watching that... Rap Caviar docuseries. I only got one episode in. So far, it's really good.
I got trapped into that. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to watch something for work purposes. But then, you know how they just keep coming on. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I watched about three or four of them.
Okay. What you think?
I like how they put it together. It's well done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't have. You know, I usually have some type of criticism. But I watched the City Girls one first. You know what I'm saying? Some Miami shit. So, you know what I'm saying? It was good to see that story because I really didn't know where they came from, really.
Right.
I was kind of introduced to the whole thing when JT went to jail. And then Drake dropped the song right then. So that's when I was introduced to it. I didn't really know how it all came together. So that was cool. Watching them talk, and, you know, creating they just the modern day Too Loud Crew for real, you know, talking they talk from a female perspective, and you know, in a way where it's like a lot of this stuff you can't take it back. It's out there, you know what I'm saying? It's out in the world. It's gone, and it's going to go somewhere. So to see what the people who are creating it are thinking about it. To me is important, you know, because it ain't like you could put the genie back in the bottle. Once Throw the Dick came out, it was awful. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, shit, it's a whole new thing, and you can't take it back. Mm-hmm. So when you're watching something blossom from the jump, you know what I mean, it's really interesting. Like I've been saying for years on this podcast, it's a black woman's renaissance going on, and this is part of it. You know what I mean? And no matter what nobody think, it is. You know what I mean? I don't know where it's going. I don't know what the after effects are going to be, but it couldn't be no worse than the crack era. You know what I'm saying? Of how things turn out. It's like, you know, a lot of times you want to shield, you know, the younger people from hearing these lyrics or hearing these words, but it's in the world. It's a part of the world that they're growing up in. And when they get grown, it's going to be part of their childhood and their formative years of how they came up. And however that looks, whether it's even wilder or things that go in a different direction, it's all here and it's all part of it. So We gonna see. For right now, you know what I'm saying? I just enjoy watching their philosophy on what they're doing and why.
Yeah, I got that one queued up. I didn't get into it just yet, but because I had to run. But that was actually the pilot for the series. That was first one they shot. Yeah. Shout out to Carl Cherry. Shout out to Whitney Gale Benta.
I saw Whitney in the credits.
So yeah, man. I watched the Tyler episode. That was the first.
Oh, Tyler one. The Creator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was. Yeah. No, you said ahead, what? Nah, it just gave me a, you know, not to say a newfound respect, but to your point about the City Girls, I mean, I seen the launch of Odd Future, I seen all of that, but sometimes when you see it again in the context of a documentary, I think we've talked about this before, but like when it is presented in a way that like highlights the impact of some people that maybe in the moment. In the moment, I knew they were different and they were outliers, and you know what I'm saying? But when you see certain things play out and you kind of hear him speak to the thought process behind his musical evolution, and you know, it just puts it into better context and it makes me want to go revisit the catalog. Like, I respected Tyler from afar, but I wasn't somebody that was like, yo, throw that Tyler on like that. I'm not going front. But I got a lot of friends of mine that were always kind of, you know, in tune with it and was like, nah, you know, he putting some shit out. And there's been moments where I sat with it and I'm like, okay, like it's fire. But again, it wasn't like my go-to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when you see it kind of spelt out, and, you know, just in hindsight and realizing, you know, the impact that it made and the offspring of his movement, you know, 10 years later and shit like that, mm-hmm. kind of like, okay, I see it. You know what I'm saying? So it was good. And also, which I've talked about this before on the podcast, just to see something that, you know, kind of editorializes a lot of the music that's going on today, because it's not much editorial that supports the music that goes on today. Or it's at least a different landscape of editorial. It's not the written word like it used to be. So just to kind of see somebody kind of put things in proper perspective is definitely refreshing. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I watched Roddy Ricch, Polo G.
Mm-hmm.
And it was another one that was on that I wasn't really watching, but it started off like, I didn't know if it was really about an artist. I thought it had switched to a whole nother thing, but it turned out. No, I think that was the one that was like Polo G, because it was like going into Chicago and the projects, but it didn't really start off like the other ones did.
Right. So yeah. I got to check them out. Yeah. I like that, because it's for the most part, it's about the more contemporary rap artists, you know? So, I always like the insight on it, because a lot of this shit I'm kind of just peripherally paying attention to, you know?
Right. Like with Roddy Ricch, on the Roddy Ricch one, I didn't realize that, you know, he had, on his second album, people felt like he fell off, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like he was always just on top, but I wasn't in it like that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he dropped the first album, and then it was like the second album he had fell off, and then he came back and won his fans back. I will say this: this nigga keeps a copious amount of cologne on him. I'll tell you that.
Every he smelt it through the screen, or he through was the screen
because you know, yeah, because every scene it was like they was like where he was getting ready. So it was like probably like four different times he was getting ready for some shit. And, you know, he go through the motions of putting on all the chains meticulously, you know what I'm saying? And then he spray the cologne. Like, he do it old school way, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, spray it on your clothes before you put them on, and then he put a little hit of self with it. That nigga out there trying to smell good on their ass.
You know, with that Lil Meech slander.
Nah, you know, it was kinda, man.
Yeah. Nah, fuck that.
And nigga wake up and put on all his chains.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting about cologne. I've realized, I don't know if it can't be a cultural thing because it's available to all. Mm-hmm. But see, I'm from the cologne era. I get loaned up every so, you know what I mean? I like to get loaned up.
What was your first cologne?
Oh, man, my first cologne. I might have came in the door with a good Drakkar Noir. I might have came in the door with a Drakkar bottle. Yeah, see
that gives people a reference.
Yeah. I might have done that. I mean, I had I'm not sure if I did the Muslim oils before the cologne or right around the same time, because it was a time when like Egyptian musk and Blue Nile and all of that shit was crazy too. But then what would happen sometimes, because I remember I would want to keep the shit close for whatever. You know, when you first come into the loan game and the smell good game, you could be very excessive. You go crazy when it's like drinking for the first time. You're going to overindulge. So I used to keep my little oil bottle on me. You know what I'm saying? Like in the pocket of it. A couple times with that oil bottle, either the top wasn't screwed on tight enough and all of the damn oil was just seep
in
out.
Your pocket.
Oh, man, it's crazy. It's over. It's over and it's loud. It's loud. It was the original Za. So, but I think I came in the game on a Drakkar situation. Mm-hmm. What about you? What you walk in the door with?
I had a couple of like probably some off-brand shit and some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But then the first one I remember, my first cologne investment was Cool Water.
That's a classic.
I think I had got like a Lagerfeld or some shit like that as a gift. Like, I think my mom bought me some Lagerfeld. But I think Cool Water was the first one I chose and was like, yeah, I'm finna fuck with this Cool Water.
Yeah, that was a big one. I remember I had an older brother, so I would kind of sometimes steal some of his cologne. He was into the Calvin Klein, like the Eternity and maybe the Obsession.
Yeah,
you know
that,
what I'm saying?
That was my second wave. That was when I went to college. I had that Obsession and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Shit.
I say this too. Well, go ahead.
I still got a bottle of Obsession. That shit old. I would never spray it, but it's still in one of my boxes. Like when I first moved to New York, I had it with me. And that shit still got some juice in it, but I was like, nah. I smelled it like through the top. Like, damn, that shit took me like a time capsule back straight to 1999.
Like an old record. Yeah, man. Oh, shit. You know, let this be said, though, because I remember, we might have even talked about this before, but for me, for sure, outside of maybe boosting, but like cologne was probably my first introduction to luxury that I could procure. You know, like you could get it to the big names off a bottle of cologne that you might not be able to get it to any other item. You could get you a little, you know. So yeah. Shout out to the loan game. But I was saying that I was talking to a couple comics, I was talking to some white comics one day, and they were like, yeah, I'm not really into cologne. You know, it's a tip. You know, but like, they were talking down on it. Like, it was a thing. And I was like, I don't know about that. Like, when done right, I think it's a good situation. I think it's a good situation. You don't want to overdo it, but you know.
Yeah. I think, as you talk about buying into luxury, it was one I guess I was probably broke at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I probably ain't have it when that was actually hitting. But the one cologne that I wanted that I never got was that Izzy Miyake.
Oh yeah,
shit was top of the food chain back then. Uh-huh. That was the creed of its time.
I remember that. Spray so much Issy, the girls get dizzy. Yeah, I never had the Issy. There was a couple I never had that were popular, like the Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yeah,
that was popular. Yeah, I remember that. I never got that.
That was a little too sweet for me.
I could see that. I ain't gonna lie. I had a moment with some of the. I had a jupe moment, or maybe it's.
Yeah, I was just about to say that shit. That jupe was way too sweet, but I think I got it as a gift, and it was probably the last man standing, so I had to roll with it.
Shout out, honorable mention too. Fahrenheit was one of them for the kids. I ain't gonna lie, man. Oh man, let us know what one of your favorite colognes. Or perfumes. Let us know what you was spraying on back in the day.
Nah,
you
know, the perfume game.
Uh huh.
The perfume game, nigga. College, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That red is that red. I forgot who made it, but it was called Red. Man, that shit was crazy for me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess probably because of the person who was wearing it at the time when you know what I'm saying, when I was experiencing that scent.
Yeah.
Man, it helps. Shit.
Yeah.
Say less, as they would say.
I can dig it. No more shall be said. Understood. Oh man. Damn. Yeah, that's what it is. Let us know what you was fucking with out there. Let us know. Curious to hear. Shit, man.
You know what time it is.
Okay, yeah, I think it's about that time. Feels about right. Where you want to go first?
We go ahead and get power out the way.
Okay. The second episode. What's it? Season 3 or season 2?
Season 3.
Season 3, second episode.
Ghost.
Go ahead. Yeah, Power Book 2. Go ahead. What's your thoughts? Where you at with it?
I mean, you know, it's powering. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Whole lot of jumping the shark and all that. This is probably ain't where I should start, but I will start with Kane.
Just
son and his daddy.
Oh, man. He's enjoying it.
He doing too much. He going to get his head knocked the fuck off.
Yeah. The family is confused because they don't know. They know something. They know, you must have some shit on him because you're wilding. Yeah.
Right. Drew and old girl.
Diane.
Yeah, they like, what the fuck going on?
Mm-hmm.
This nigga, Lorenzo is out here wilding, man. That's his name, Lorenzo?
That's Pops. Yeah, Lorenzo. Yeah,
Tejada. This nigga popping up at the goddamn school, like, hey, baby girl, hate to ask you for this all out the blue. I know you ain't never sold no dope before, but you got to get in the game today.
I need you right now. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what? Yeah. This shit don't even make no sense. So she just a whole big-time dope girl right off the rip.
Mm-hmm.
No pep talk, no instructions. Just hit a bag. You take it from here.
Handle the business. I guess she had a little bit last year. She, you know, that's the thing that's confusing. Not confusing, but a little frustrating with how they writing her characters. Like, she's in and she's out. She's in and she's out. Like, she's in with a lot of information because you remember last season, she kind of bodied the whole table. Right. And I know what you doing. And this how you fucking up. You know what I mean? Right. So it's like, she was in it. Now she's on the outside again.
Yeah, I thought she was more like the HR department of the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could see that.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Accounting, HR, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Assigning payroll. Duties. She's like motherfucking logistics. You know what I'm saying? She going to assign the trucks and shit. Like, nigga, this your route today type deal. But not actually holding and hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah. That's a good point. It's going to be interesting, too, because, you know, Effie got Stansfield. And And it's almost like they both kind of got the same dilemma, even though Effie might be a little bit more believable because we don't really know her background yet. But mm-hmm. they both struggling financially. You know what I'm saying? So they out here moving them FAFSA packs. Right. You know what I mean? I can't even say it right. FAFSA. Remember FAFSA? Shout out to FAFSA.
I ain't know nothing about FAFSA when I came up, but, you know.
They ain't have FAFSA when you came up?
I'm not sure. I mean, they had it. I'm sure they had it, but niggas just call that shit financial aid.
Yeah, that's what it was called. But yeah, that's what the shit was. Fast for. Yeah. And it wasn't fast at all.
It wasn't
not
fast.
A black school. Not at all. No.
That shit was slofer.
You was waiting for a while. Yeah, so we got Diane. She about to be in the Stansfield game. So now we got two on the territory. Funny enough that little rooftop little hiding spot is mm-hmm. still active. Mm-hmm. I would have figured somebody would have blown the spot up on that, but that shit looks so old school now, a season later. You like, this shit looks silly. Shit looks silly, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Now, did they pull a switcheroo? Is Davis' brother not Redman no more?
Yo, I was about to say definitely they Aunt Viv'd him. Yeah, I don't know what happened. What was the deal? Redman wasn't available. He might have, I don't know, but it's a whole nother cat. And it's like, come on now. This is Redman and Method Man. I could see if fucking Davis wasn't Method Man, you might have been able to pull it off a little easier. But that's like, yo, that's like Parrish and Eric Sermon, and all of a sudden now we got George. Right. Yeah, it's crazy.
This nigga just walked out like, who the fuck is this nigga?
I was like, oh, they really just not gonna speak to this.
At all.
Nah, that's some power shit. But yeah, I think they definitely did a switcheroo on the cat.
I think they know we think Power be doing some wild shit, so they just be doing wild shit because they know they could get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they lean in. They mm-hmm. lean in. It's like your crazy cousin. You know? They just gonna be crazy now.
So the Africans pull back up on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? I feel like they be moving the goalposts, these African cats.
Every power drug dealer, distro, kingpin, move the goalposts. Mm-hmm. They going to be moving the same pack for the whole season.
Yeah.
And then they ain't going to be done, and they going to pull the credit in. Nigga going to have to fight his way out and magically come out mm-hmm. clean. That's how power do. So the Africans come back. Well, the African comes back. Yeah. Listen.
Homegirl nodding around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah. I see y'all ain't moved this shit. We still got half this shit left. You know what I'm saying? Brayden like, maybe a third. You know what I'm saying? And he like, y'all need to have this shit and $1 million or whatever. But it seems like all that dope is way more than $1 million worth of dope.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah.
So secondly, so he asked for $1 million in the dope to be gone. Before he come back, or, you know what I'm saying, he gonna start picking off family members, which he already conveniently had pictures of.
Headshots.
Headshots and surveillance of everybody's people, except for Orphan Effie.
That was funny. Yeah, little Orphan Effie. Yeah,
that
man.
Shit was funny.
Yeah.
So you know, so now they under pressure. Now we got the syllabus for this season. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're under pressure. Mm-hmm. Let's go. This is your assignment. Now they gotta make it happen on a Grand Theft Auto challenge.
Yep, yep. So then we also have Brayden was supposed to make a kill, which didn't.
Again.
Tariq had to save the day. Yo, I remember when I feel like one of them old heads. I remember when you first started killing. I remember when he used to be so reluctant behind the trigger. Right. You know, now this motherfucker is a problem.
Right.
I think he might have passed Ghost from at least most documented kills. He's
definitely
like little Bronny James.
Right.
He's coming to challenge the record. Yeah, man.
Shit, him and Franklin Saint got that in common.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas was reluctant as fuck to kill. Leon had to do his kills.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's just killing shit up.
Mm-hmm. With no remorse. Let me go get it. Let me get a table for three. Thanks. Like a Parmesan after all of that blood.
Yeah, but he still. But he still fucked it up because it was supposed to be not a black person.
Yeah, he fucked up, but he didn't know that.
Who, Tariq didn't know that?
Tariq didn't know that because remember, Braden was doing that on the low. That was through Kane, and maybe Effie knew. Maybe Effie. I don't even think Effie knew.
Somebody, or, they knew.
You know what? Well, this is what happened.
They backed him up. Remember? It was like, we got your back.
This what happened. Nah. I don't think that they, I don't know if he told, I'm pretty sure he didn't say the gotta be a white guy part.
Right.
I think that was just the Kane and Braden conversation. Then Braden was like, yo, I gotta kill somebody. He might have said, yo, Kane told me I gotta kill somebody. I don't think he said the thing about the white guy. He said, yo, I gotta kill somebody. They were all doubtful because, first of all, Tariq still don't know about Lauren, you know, even though he couldn't even carry that out. And then they were like, well, look, we'll come out there. And they just so, Tariq so matter of fact about it. Like, look, if you can't do it, don't even worry about it. I got it. And they both was matter of fact. He was like, nah, I'm good. I think I should do it. All right, bet. Let's give each other a pound. We killing tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Yeah, man. So, let me see that. What else is going on?
Shit. Davis, you know what I'm saying? Davis and Monet, right? You know what I'm saying? Monet, like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, you called me. He was like, I ain't call you. Shit, pull out my thing. See my phone log? Nothing. He was like, why? My thing was, well, why she ain't pull out her phone log? She ain't think that was crazy and suspicious? She ain't, no red flags came up? No, you know what I'm saying? No doubt, right. Like, worried? Like, well, who the fuck called then if you didn't?
I missed that part. I ain't catch that part, but yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense for her to do that, to prove it. Yeah.
Like, nigga, it's right here. Then they were then, but she gave him a new burner anyway. Take this burner. Call me.
And they just don't see Sax lurking.
Right.
Like, they don't see, come on, man. This is ridiculous.
Call Tariq down here.
Yeah, let's have a meeting. Let's have a full meeting. All let's have the a suspects killer meeting. In one room. right. All in one room. Yeah.
Killer meeting. So Sax is taking pictures. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What you call old girl?
Columbo.
You know what I'm saying? They trying to get their shit together. They lost. They down one man because he on the hunt for Monet. Revenge his old lady from the Sex Addicts Anonymous meetings. And what else going on out here?
What else is going on? Talked about Effie struggling. Kane, you know, he wilding. Did they kill somebody? I forget. Did they kill somebody? I forget. Something happened. Something else happened. I can't remember.
Oh, he got Pops jumped.
Was that just, right. Yeah, he got Pops beat up, and he was like, yo, that was just a little bit. That was, you know, something to that effect. Yeah, he really putting Pops through it. he really punishing that man. Yeah, man. And then was it the Guaps where they had the cats? Because they killed the Connect. That's what they sent Braden to do, but then Tariq had to do it. But then they come to have the meeting. And then Pops kind of saved the day because they don't really trust Kane.
They're not the Guaps.
They somebody else. They're not the Guaps.
Family that they grew up with or whatever.
Right. Who they don't trust because the uncle is a rat. Frankie. Right. Remember Frankie?
Right.
So the uncle is a rat. They don't trust him. Tate had a little moment with the professor. So we see something's going on there. Diana was about to jump off with the TA. Part of me is feeling like the TA might be involved in something because it felt like there's a moment where either Lorenzo or they felt like they might have recognized each other, you know, faintly. You know what I mean? Because I think
Kane kind of said some shit to make us believe that this nigga might not be on the up. Because he was like, You know what I'm saying? My name's Salim, blah, 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 blah. He's
right.
Like, that's a fake ass name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a made up name.
Yeah, that's a made up name. Yeah. So it's like, So that was our first clue that the TA might be in it for more than TNA.
Yeah, especially since he out here doing his Googles and everything anyway. Y'all Googled your father, you know.
Yeah, he got probably, all the info, huh?
So he probably been trying to line that up from the beginning, making it feel like it's organic. But
yeah, he the feds.
He could be the feds. I ain't think about that. Kane out there wild trying to pass Diane the gun in the middle of the hall, not even discreetly, like whole lash. Like, yo, what are you doing? Oh, my bad. I'm wilding.
You working a job? Shit, I can't have you go out like that.
Yeah. Take this money.
Yo, boss.
Oh, shit. I think that's about it.
Braden, oh, they Braden uncle took him to meet the nigga, the little investor cat, the black investor cat.
Oh, Chris.
Killer Chris, from the wire.
Yeah. Clinked up. Corporate Chris.
Corporate Chris.
Yeah. And then Tariq had a little sidebar with him. Right. You know what I mean? Little black meeting. Make sure you ain't getting pimped. And then there was also that moment where Kiki. She looked like she got dismissed, you know what I mean? Got replaced by another black cat. Remember in the beginning of that meeting,
Kiki was who? The one who jumped off of Braden?
Kiki's, yeah, that's the one that jumped off of Braden.
Okay, she got replaced.
Remember at the, not, well, kind of, remember like, if you remember at the beginning of the meeting, the uncle is coming in to go meet Braden and Tariq. Mm-hmm. He's walking with Kiki. Mm-hmm. And she makes some type of request, and he like, I'm cool on that. And she was like, well, I'm not doing it. And he was kind of like, fine. And then she looked, and she saw Tariq, and she was like, oh, I guess I understand. You already got somebody for your diversity quota. And then she stepped off.
Oh, so, I missed that.
I'm pretty sure that was Kiki. I'm almost positive.
I missed that one.
Yeah, so there was that. Fucking... Dre out there just in the streets missing old OKC. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. I don't know what. Something happened with him and one of these dudes or whatever. I felt like there was a part where it felt like he was jumping off with one of the guys that was the connect.
He saw it. He swiped. I don't think they connected yet. I think he swiped on it. But he just saw the tattoo. And then when he seen him in real life, he see the tattoo. He just on a grinder binge right now. He out there just, you know what I'm saying? Hate to even say it, digging niggas out, you know?
Yeah. Got the zombie dick.
Damn.
You know, shout out to Nori Davis. That's what he call it, where you just out there when there's just no feelings attached. You just out there getting through it. So zombie dick. That shit is hilarious. Damn. Yeah, man. OKC done, you know, fucked him up. This nigga went to the league. Went to the league still. I cannot believe that shit, man. Stop it. These motherfuckers were terrible. They were terrible. But anyway. What else? Did we forget anything else? Did we get anything else? I think that's about it.
I guess Drew gonna be jumping off with the connect. That's how they gonna solidify the business.
Okay, that could happen. Or somebody gonna get killed.
That's gonna be after they solidify the business, do the business, and then he gonna have to kill a nigga.
Right. What you think's gonna happen between Effie and Diane? Cause now they on the same, you know, they got the same territory. Got weight,
you know what I'm saying?
They got the same weight too, which is hilarious.
But see, Diane gonna go through Braden's sister. Who already on
I'm thinking.
Already on the program.
Oh, we forgot. They made the little coffee, basically their little coffee correct. Instead of course correct. Yeah. Now it's, I forget what they call it. It's like, all right.
But now they talking about a new somebody they gonna have to knock off. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought y'all knocked off the motherfucker.
Yeah, you killed the trainer. I forget what happened, but I think that kind of linked back to them. Didn't something happen where they were like, yo, we kind of know you killed the trainer or something to that effect. And now they doing something with crypto.
Right.
And I guess Chris,
that's
corporate Chris, gave them the basically the strategy. Like, we going to sell so much at so much less, we going to kill the competition type shit. Right. So we'll see. Anyway.
We'll see.
Coffee it is correct. What it is. We, you know, we locked in, but
they got a whole coffee shop with no coffee shop.
Not at all. Not at all. A lot of empty cups.
Warehouse full of fucking cocaine and some empty cups.
Yeah. They moving around with a whole lot of cocaine, like, freely.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that's a power universe, baby. No cars.
That's what it is.
Shit where it got to go.
That's what it is. They kind of alluded to that in this last episode.
Yeah. Shit, that you was definitely talking about. But at least I got a car.
They know what's going on.
Yeah, they read the Twitters.
Happy 405 day. Let's take it out to L.A. You know? Let's get it. Let's go out here. Old Franklin and them.
Franklin's the Saints.
Yeah. We going to bury Jerome this episode.
So, you know, we come in. Leon is dropping Louis off after a long, excruciating day of war. You know he like, you know, should I stay with you? You know what I'm saying? She like, nah, the war over, ain't it? He like, nigga, I don't know if the war ever over, shit, because I got... I'd have gone back here to the projects where there's another war waiting on me. So, shit, I'm fighting y'all war, my war, everybody war. So, you drop her off, you know what I'm saying? Franklin got to drop the news off to his mama. You know, he come back in. Shit, well, where's Leon? He dropping Louis off. Well, wait, he with Louis? Which means ain't no Jerome.
Right.
So they show up to the first. They drop Jerome's body off at the thing. You know what I'm saying? Let's not get police involved.
Right.
That was the '80s. You know?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit.
So then they took the mama up there to see her brother. You know what I'm saying? He tried to put his arm around him. Fuck off, me nigga.
With you, nigga.
He ain't got no friends.
So disgusted with you, my financier. Yeah, man.
Get back to the projects. We got down Wanda packing her shit.
Yeah, Wanda ready to go. Wanda is ready to go back to Accra on your ass. She going somewhere. Oh, man. So, what's her name? Okay, go ahead.
Nah, go ahead.
She get a job. She get a job from Mama Saint. Say, yo, you could take my gig.
Cause I ain't going back over there.
I'm about to take a sabbatical, you know. And you could
live in one of them apartments in one of these buildings we got. Fuck all this shit.
Right. She responded like she's still on crack. The way she was so excited. Oh wow, really?
I mean,
so it's like.
That is exciting.
I guess it's purpose. It's purpose.
Get you out of the crack den.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. Put you in a new environment. You know what I'm saying? Franklin gonna come after this shit over, look at the books like, what the fuck? What is this? Give away free apartments around this motherfucker?
Yeah, I need all my bread. Fuck that. And this is after. If he get his $73 million, that nigga still gonna be chasing rent. He gonna be the fucking pettiest landlord of all time. Because the other thing is...
Oh shit!
Was it a breakup or was it like a ultimatum or a separation with Wanda?
With Wanda? No, Wanda was saying he was like, "You leaving me?" She was like, "No, I ain't leaving you, but I'm leaving the projects."
Right. Okay.
She,
gotcha.
You know, what I'm saying in that environment, she ain't nothing but crackhead Wanda.
Yeah. That's true. She can't change.
So the more you in that environment, the more you might fall back into it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So. She got to get the fuck on. He should understand that. He should put her up somewhere else. For real. But,
yeah. He need to leave too, though. Like, well, I guess he got to be hands-on, but damn.
He's saying he got one more thing to do, man. He just got to get the project organized And the yeah. union, the organizing, the union set up, and you know what I'm saying? You gotta get the bill of rights done. This nigga right. this nigga is founding right. America, nigga.
Hell yeah, this nigga trying to civilize the crack game. Yeah, man. What are you doing, bro? What are you doing? You said the bill of rights. That yeah, shit is hilarious. Rights, oh man. And I don't know if it was this episode or last episode. He was walking through the projects. I want to say he's walking through with Franklin, and they was mean mugging. They was hitting him with the mean screw faces in the background.
One nigga, that was this one. So that's when Franklin came over. Like he need a loan. Like, hey man, what my credit looking like? Like damn, this nigga Leon jumped back. This nigga just took the game back over. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even sold no product yet. He just got the pack.
Not at all. Not at all.
Like, Leon got his nigga was good with his money. He ain't buy no cars. He ain't buy shit. Nah. That nigga got money. That nigga got cash money for where a nigga come like, nigga, I need $500,000. I don't know when I could give it back.
Don't even worry.
Like, first
about
of
it.
All, 500. Leon got $500,000.
Just to throw it, just to give away off
nigga,
the strength.
First of all, he got it just to have it, nigga. First of all.
Yeah.
That be that nigga went to Africa, stayed away. He had his money good and tucked. You know what I'm saying? Cause he ain't took over the game. He just his nigga, I still black.
Right. He ain't even healed up yet. man.
Them niggas on power time or something.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they moving. They moving in the, with a real erratic rhythm. Yeah, for real. I don't know what's going on with these people.
The shit is flowing. The baby ain't growing, nigga. I don't know what time it is. You know
she been pregnant for about 17 months.
I don't have no sense of time.
And ain't showing. Ain't showing at all. Yeah, man. That shit is wild.
But Franklin.
What happened with her? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I was about to say what happened with V, but go ahead with Franklin.
Oh, V and Franklin? Oh. Hold on.
Did anything happen in this?
Yeah. Okay. Franklin had a nightmare and shit. It was about to shoot something. Yeah, I don't know where they living in. They living in a bird coop somewhere with some pigeons and shit.
That nigga was wild.
On a mattress on the ground.
He's just like, relax. You're here with me. Relax. That nigga was going for that pistol.
That nigga V is playing the long game, boy. She's sleeping on that mattress, nigga.
She deserve it. She deserve all of the money. If she get that shit, she really put it to work. She is a soldier. Oh, man. Shit. And she ain't going to know none of these niggas.
Hey, man, I just can't get over that Franklin always gets scammed by his chicks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She giving him everything that he want. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm right behind you. I stand behind you, nigga. I'm going to sleep on this mattress, on the floor, nigga. Mm-hmm. I'm here, nigga. I'm having this baby. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got your back because you going to get
rid of my moms.
You going to get me out of this project, out of this life, nigga. You going to get me the life that I deserve.
Yeah, we in this together.
Till I get my bread.
And I'm see ya.
Like I never saw ya.
Yeah, I don't even know your name. My name ain't even what you thought it was.
Hell no.
Nah. Yeah, so she ready to dip. That's gonna be interesting. What else happened? So Louie at the house,
she, you know what I'm saying? She's looking at the wedding picture. They still got wedding gifts on the table. She going through the cars, drinking liquor early in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Then she just can't take it no more. Wild out, jump in the car. Fuck, having a Franklin fit. And then she pull up on Scully crib, you know what I'm saying? Compound or whatever the fuck they got going on over there.
1 a.m. or something, super late, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, something in the a.m., yeah.
And then cussing out his boys, all erratic, pulling up on the curb.
Shoot me then, nigga.
Shoot me, nigga.
Yeah.
Like I said, having a Franklin fit. Scully, come get your boys. So Scully let her in calmly. That's Miss Saint.
Right.
Back off. So she come in. They had a little discussion. She asked him how he healed from all his whole family getting killed.
Yeah.
And then he broke that shit down for her. They had a little moment. She ain't hear that shit.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. None of that shit.
She back at the crib. Sissy come see her.
Did he hit her with some type of? It wasn't no full on narcotic, but he gave some type. It looked like some type of at least an elixir or something.
He put that on her wound, on her little her brand.
Okay, it might have been a little bit of this.
Put a little something on her bomb. Brand. Yeah, a little. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Some shit to keep the infection out. You know what I'm saying?
Like a little sherm head shaman. He got everything. Yeah, he's a wild dude, man. I fuck with Scully when we get to see him.
But you know what I'm saying? They wasted the whole season not giving him no
love. Yeah, man. Oh, that shit, because when he play. He put it in a couple minutes in. He go for it. Oh, man.
So he talked to her. Then Louis back at the house. You know what I'm saying? Sissy come see her.
Yeah.
She all but told her, shit.
You kill this nigga.
You got shit. You still got shit you care about. I ain't got nothing I care about no more. So it's home. Whatever it is now. Shit. Mm-hmm. So.
So, might as well kill me now.
So Sissy had to leave with that on her brain. And then her friend came through.
Yeah, that was her friend or her sister.
I think that was her cousin from Arkansas.
Who got a nice crib.
Or from Missouri, wherever they went that first time they took the drugs out.
Little Rock.
They never revisited and shit.
Yeah.
Orphan characters and shit. So she came out to see Bada. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They told some story we don't know about. Couldn't connect with.
Oh, that was Louie's house. I thought she went to visit the... Okay, makes sense now.
She came to Louie's house.
Okay,
they told some story about, you know what I'm saying, giving them $20 to make them pass out. Hey, what y'all talking about? How does this connect? Yeah.
Well, it connects to the fact that she could endure all that shit.
She learned early how to endure. We played that same game. That shit don't hurt.
Hey, yeah, they used to play that shit, that dumb shit. Damn near almost die.
That shit ain't got nothing to do with getting burnt in the chest.
Nah, that ain't got nothing to do with it. But it also alluded to the fact that I think somebody ran a train on them back in the day. Remember that? She said that. And she was like... This was a little worse. I'm almost sure.
Right, but they they didn't do it though.
I didn't catch that part.
Like, no, I'm saying in this current
iteration,
it didn't happen.
Yeah.
It was threatened, but it didn't happen. So I don't know how it all was supposed to connect. You know what I'm saying? They getting a little lazy with certain characters.
Yeah. You know, they trying to go home. Niggas trying to go home, man. Them lunches turned into, you know, we ain't coming back after lunch.
Right.
This is terrible. Yeah, man.
But the main part of that scene was Teddy beeped. She called him back. She told him 3 o'clock. Yeah. He said, I need to see you now. Nigga, I said 3.
she quiet quitting on this nigga. She like, yo, I'll catch you when I catch you, bro. I don't know. Make this shit a Zoom meeting, my nigga, because I am not coming in. Yeah, man. She quite quitting the crack game. Yeah. Oh shit! I'll
see you at 3, nigga.
Yeah, man.
So,
but
he show up at 3. She beat the fuck up, branded all up. What the fuck happened, nigga? I've been busy.
What's wrong with you, white man?
This is a part that didn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, you know, boom. I'm burying my husband tomorrow, nigga. After that, we could talk about whatever. You know, right. Teddy being a CIA agent and all, a whole killer looking for a motherfucker that's related to this nigga that's having a funeral tomorrow. Wouldn't you think the nigga would just show up to the funeral and handle his business? Nigga got the gun he could shoot from down the street.
Absolutely. Nigga aim is amazing. And his disregard for black humanity is at 100. So he wouldn't give a fuck about wiping out a whole funeral.
Or at least one nigga at a funeral that he trying to kill.
Yeah, right.
So that's weird. Like, nigga, that shit, you told him that, you might as well just shit. You told him where he gonna be.
Yeah, yeah. And that was bugged out that Franklin was just out there like that. There was some funny moments at that funeral. Wait, before we get to the funeral, because I thought I enjoyed the funeral. I thought it was just a good old convergence of all of the characters.
Right.
But also, homie KGB pulled up on Oso and his lady. He chilling in the living room. I mean, mm-hmm. the kitchen, dinner table. Like, look, I need y'all to speed this shit up. Mm-hmm. I need results by tomorrow,
right?
Or shit is it's over for all of y'all. Right. You know what I mean? And it's like, man, they really kind of undermine the fucking danger that Oso once had.
Right.
Like, you know, Oso was a cat that really felt like he didn't have nobody to live for, even though he had these, you know, these women or whatever.
I don't even know where this Oso family came from, but go ahead.
I don't even know whose family, who's his lady. They don't flesh it out that well. But he always kind of came across like a dead man walking
right.
since the beginning. So why all of a sudden you got so much to live for and like you getting punked by all these random motherfuckers? That don't feel like how Oso was back right. in the day. So right. whatever. And then Oso finally tell Franklin he was, you know, he got picked up and he's right. out here working for the people.
Right. Yeah. This crazy shit about the KGB nigga in the house, right? Mm-hmm. Was when he left. And then she ran and locked the door. I'm like, shit, this nigga wasn't worried about that lock when he got in here.
Not at all.
Shit. Nigga, the door was locked when he came in.
Yeah. Right.
She might as well just open the bitch up at this point and let the sunshine in.
At least see that nigga get in his car. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is he doing? He got the pistol. Yeah, that was crazy. At the burial, the burial, one of the funniest scenes was what was it? Was Scully looked at Hootie?
He was about to look like he was going up to go view the body or whatever, but he looked at Einstein.
Yeah, and then walked away a little bit. They were like, "Yo, what the fuck just happened?" That shit was wild.
I mean, none of this all this shit is kind of disjointed. I don't know what the fuck behind it.
Yeah. Then there's the moment where when Leon and Wanda walking out and Dion like, "Hey, nigga." Hey, got tense for a second. He like, "Oh, shit."
Leon like, damn, nigga, yeah, I'm about to fight this happening. Nigga again.
Yeah, this nigga strong. He said, "Y'all going to find out who killed my boy." He's like, "Yeah, man, we going to do it." All right. And that was it. I was just like, "Oh, that's so dramatic." Hey, nigga. Oh shit! But that was his guy though. Jerome was his like his mentor. Damn, yeah. You know what I mean? So shit.
That shit is funniest. That shit funny as Jerome last funny line. Bitch, nigga.
Fresh out the whip. Yeah, that shit was hilarious. Oh shit. So it looked like, I guess we're supposed to believe Louie and Franklin are gonna work together.
But you can't skip to that part. Cause that's the most important shit of the whole thing.
Okay, good.
The end of the funeral, everybody leaving, then Franklin roll up on Louie. Mm-hmm. Louie see him mm-hmm. in the reflection of the goddamn shit. We don't know what's gonna happen. So she turned to him, and then, you know what I'm saying, first thing, she's like, "I got to ask you."
She says that to him.
Yeah, she says that to him. "Why did you come back for me?" And then Franklin gave his generic response first. "You know, I was raised to respect women, and I couldn't."
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he was like, "I can't live with myself if I left you back there with Kane. What them niggas was going to do to you."
Right.
Then she was like, "Is that it?" He's like, "Nah." Then he took his glasses off, and then he hit her. He's like, "Back at the warehouse, you promised me something."
Yeah, right.
"And I'm here to get it." And she like,
"I need to collect." So petty landlord.
She like, "Nigga, you brought my husband back to that bitch to get killed So you can what, nigga? So
the devil ain't
she's
you.
Like, you the devil. That nigga was like, yeah, I am.
Yeah, that's a motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, old that Frank. Shit, that was funny as fuck. So yeah. They leaving it out there like, you know what I'm saying? She got a decision to make. Was she going to help Teddy or she going to help Franklin? Franklin just helped right. her, but got her husband killed. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of incestuous thoughts going on. You know what I'm saying? You know, they killed up Scully family. Now he got to help them, you know what I'm saying? Save Louis. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a lot going on with people doing work, you know what I'm saying, for people that did them wrong, man. Oh, this shit, we could have kept Man Boy in the equation.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people been saying.
We would have had a little more humor around this motherfucker.
Oh, there's another scene that we forgot that it could mean something. Could be interesting to see how it plays out, or it could be for nothing, because that's how it
could
be
an orphan scene and shit.
Yeah, it could be some shit that's not going to develop. But there's the moment at Teddy house, Teddy with old Tehran, and then his ex come through.
Right.
And his ex is like, so, yo, what's going on with you and Franklin Saint? You know, da 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 da. He ain't fucking with me. He trying to kill me. Why would he be trying to kill you? What's going on? He said, well, I took $73 million from him.
He said he think I took $73 million from him. And then she was like, did you? I did what I had to do. Seize the funds for the American United States of America.
Right. Yo, get the fuck out of here with that bureaucratic ass answer and shit. I hate when motherfucker want to turn into corporate guy in the midst of the whole shit. Well,
of a gangster situation.
It's above me now. If y'all get the fuck out of here, give me my bread. So she was like, well, give it back to him. He was like, well, I don't know if I could do that. There's so much paperwork.
He said, I can't do that.
Yeah, I can't do that shit. She was like, well, look, if you don't do it, it's going to be a public execution.
Right.
And I'm like, damn. She came in here popping crazy shit. And we know Teddy wild with the pistol. You know what I'm saying? Eddie done fresh off of losing his father. So, and I don't know if he really fuck with her like that. But I'm curious.
Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
No. You might have the loop because I'm little kind of.
Well,
I
think the public execution is not. I think the public execution is not killing him, not killing Teddy, but turning the agency against him. You know what I'm saying? To where, you know what I'm saying? They out him publicly and then take him in as a wild, you know what I'm saying? A wild card out there that's doing shit against the, you know, the system.
Right. Now, does she work with them people too?
She in the building. Remember he had to go. Remember he went to go see her to meet with the boss. It was like the other season. He had to go to DC. Flew the plane when his brother. Remember he left his brother so he could go to DC, and they had him snorting all the coke.
Kind of when he went on that bender.
Yeah, when he didn't go on the bender. They forced him. Like, he left him with the Colombian Connects or whatever, Nicaraguans, I don't know who they were, at the airport. They met him. They were about to get on the plane. His brother was the pilot. And then they showed up, and then all the foreign nationals was there and was like, nah, nigga, where the fuck you going, nigga? We got a shipment coming in. What the fuck? And so he was like, listen, man, I guys got to go, da-da-da-da. He's like, my brother's my pilot. He was like, nah, we'll fly you there. Well, you know what I'm saying? Somehow he flew himself to fucking D.C. so he could meet with the boss. He had to go through his wife, his ex-wife. And she was like, I can't help you, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga. And then he showed up at the bar and rolled up on another motherfucker and kind of forced their hand to come see him. And then while he was in D.C., the foreign nationals was forcing his brother to snort all the cocaine.
His brother, not Teddy, but his brother.
Yeah, his brother. That's how his brother got fucked up and died. Like, when his brother got fucked up, went back to Kansas City all fucked up. Remember, Teddy took him back and dropped him off, and the dad was taking care of him, and then he ended up dying.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that. Yeah. I remember it's foggy. It's foggy. Yeah. That felt like so long ago, but it's jogging my memory, but so his ex-wife was in the
CIA. Yeah, she worked in the building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so she's connected too. I thought, okay.
So she like, nigga, I'll turn this whole thing against you. And then you'll be fucked up. It'll be a public execution. I seen that in another movie or some other CIA shit. Where they say a public execution.
Oh, damn. Now, Tehran, what's her link with him?
They was in the field together.
Yeah,
they was somewhere in the Middle East out there doing some shit. I don't know. That's the shit was unclear. It was like a unnecessary ass drop out the sky.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody don't know how to where the fuck she came from. They briefly alluded to it when that they worked together in the field. And she, you know, she know about the game, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. She trying to, everybody after this $73 million, she trying to get her half, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, nigga, hey, you going to come up off half of that bread? Because I'm getting bored out here, and when I get bored, I find other shit to do.
But what's making her feel like she deserves half the bread? She's going to help
her life. Her life is in, that's what she told him, her life in danger too now. He called her out.
Oh,
she's like, nigga, I'll kill you. I'm going to kill Paul. Then next, I'm going to kill your girl. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, got you. Franklin said that. Right. Okay.
So she shacked
she felt
up
like
with
she
him.
She deserved half?
She running to play with him. This nigga claiming that it's our money. So she was like, oh, you going to give me half?
Okay.
She ain't, you know what I'm saying? She ain't just pulling them out. I mean, she pulled them out of her ass, but she ain't just started the conversation with that. I think she said something about the money in the other episode. And then on this one, he was like, this is our money. You know, because she was like, why don't you just give the nigga back his money? She was like, this is, hey, the other shit was when the motherfucker from the CIA called him a nigga. He was like, the nigga killed his father?
Oh, right. Yeah, which is
like,
real
God damn.
Random. Yeah, right? Why we do that? Like, why we do that? What was y'all just airing shit out there. Like, why we do that? John wouldn't have had that. John wouldn't have just had an errant nigga by a fucking no-name ass character.
Oh, straight nigga all out the blue. Like, what?
Yeah. Hey, that shit was jarring. And these niggas are selling crack and killing each other. But that shit made me say, oh, wow. What the fuck? That was unnecessary.
Wait a minute. The nigger killed his father?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that scene. That shit was in action. That shit, it felt like that was the whole basis of the scene.
Right.
You know, it was like a real transition scene.
Right.
Yeah, man.
That was like the whole scene with F.A. talking about Tariq Carr. Like, they were like, shit, wait till we get to this part. Ha ha. They going to get a kick out of this.
Yeah, right. All right, and we're done. Yeah, that was crazy. I forgot all about that shit. Yeah. Man, I'm going to tell you. I don't know what to expect. I don't really. We just in it.
Right.
We in it. We in it. You know what I mean? But look, my expectations are so low for this the rest of the season. We're gonna see how it go out. I just hope. My only hope is, which I don't think is gonna happen. I would like to see Teddy die. I would like to see Teddy die, and it would kind of be funny to me if V pull off with all of the money.
Right.
And I wouldn't even be mad at that. But if Teddy walk away after killing, you know what I mean, somebody, and he walk away with the money, I'm a just feel like
they got us.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at V getting the money because I expect that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there ain't nobody left to root for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
really
kind of root for Wanda. We know Wanda going to make it because she got a, you know what I'm saying, spinoff.
Spinoff, you know, which was weird that they put that out, because now it kind of undermines the show. Now I'm not even worried about her no more.
You ain't worried about her.
Yeah, but I was for a little bit. There was still that little tension of Wanda might wind up on crack.
Yeah,
but now I guess the spinoff going to be her.
On crack.
Yeah, but I ain't watching no Wanda on crack show. I'm cool on that.
Bring Mel back and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, you think it's an old? We'll see what happens. What kind of shit that's going to be. We will see. Any other speculation? Any other predictions?
Mm, Nah, it's like I say, it ain't nobody I really care about right now. Franklin off tilt, you know what I mean? Shit, I ain't rooting for goddamn Teddy. So, yeah. I mean, best scenario is Franklin go to jail, Teddy taking to jail, V run off with the money, and Franklin just sitting in the cell hot.
Mm-hmm. Oso, does Oso make it, or is he getting
nobody
killed?
Nobody don't care about that shit, man. Nah. Oso, I don't know. It don't even matter at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, killing Oso is like a waste of scene. You know what I'm saying? You might as well let him get away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they'll waste the scene.
This season. You know what I'm saying? These niggas will waste the scene. they wasted the scene to say nigga.
And they ain't even see that as a waste. It was like, nah, we gotta add that. That's integral to the plot.
Man, I wanna see where all these orphan stories went. Where also old lady that ran off?
I don't know.
The Mexican.
We're peaches.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they just don't kill niggas. They just let niggas run off. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Kind of show.
I thought Franklin Pops was gonna come back at some
right.
point.
You know, that they ain't show him die. Yeah. We just assuming the nigga dead. Maybe it's a reunion on that final episode. Everybody come out and we find out everybody was working with Teddy and shit.
Yeah, kind of bitch. That's some crazy shit.
That Peaches is secretly the one who harbored the $73 million for him and holding it down and shit. And V had Peaches as the fucking mole the whole time. It's just a big ass reveal of all the foreign orphan characters.
That would be funny as shit. We ain't gonna talk about it now, but I'm just curious, have you started watching Succession?
No, not yet. I started Swarm.
Okay.
But I ain't got
nowhere.
How far
into it are you?
I was deciding if I was even going to finish this shit. I'm still on the first episode, and I'm like, man, what is we doing? You know what I'm saying?
Frank, you got to get through it. I am.
Everybody keeps saying that. Before I even came on here, I started talking to other people. They was like, nah, you got to keep going. I was like, man, this nigga Franklin on here acting a fool, trying to groom the little sister. I was like, what is we doing?
Yes, look, it's wacky. It's wacky. It's a weird, dark ass show. It's definitely got a lot of that tonality of Atlanta, but
I'm
good acting.
I'm gonna get back to it this weekend. So next episode, next show we do, I'll be on it. You know what I'm saying? I was watching it and I was just like, man, I don't know about this.
If I hadn't heard so many
reviews, I would have just stopped immediately. Like, man, I don't know.
You still never watched Selective Outrage, huh?
Mm-mm. Right, what's oh, that's Chris Rock?
Yeah. Fuck with it.
No, I mean, I like, can watch it. I can. Opt it out. I ain't like, I mean, it's over now.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'll catch up.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. There it is. Well, until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.